Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am Tony G. And I'm here to help you on your journey to answer questions you might have about life, love, relationships, career, finances, any questions that you might have at all, or help you connect with loved ones on the other side. If there's a loved one you're missing and you want to reach out to, possibly connect with, I'm here to help you with that. Before we get started with today's show, I have just a couple of announcements. The first announcement, I want to congratulate Dr. Bree Gibbs, a very dear and wonderful friend of mine. I love you, Bree. I know she's listening right now. She is opening a healing shop. Why can't I talk right now? Oh, my words are my thing. They must not fail me. Dr. Bree Gibbs is opening a healing center, and today is the opening of that. If you just click Dr. Bree Gibbs, it's in the Washington area of healing, or I think that's the name of it. She's going to be so upset with me that I can't even remember the name of her healing shop. Anyway, they're going to be doing amazing classes and healing sessions, and they have beautiful crystals. And in about 2 weeks, she's going to have this really, really amazing crystal ball there. So if you get the opportunity or you're in the area, go ahead and stop in and check it out. It's quite the amazing place. Also, next Monday on this show, I will have Marla Martinson. Now, Marla is a boutique matchmaker. She helps people meet people. So she has been a matchmaker for I don't know how long, almost forever now. And she's also a love and relationship coach. So the first Monday of the month, next month, the third, Marla and I are going to dedicate the show to love. Being in a relationship, if you have any questions about relationships, any questions about love, when am I going to meet the guy, so on and so forth. Now, here's the great thing. Marla, being a love coach, can coach you on how to get in, stay in, and keep that relationship. And I can help remove blocks as well as Marla can help remove blocks. We both do clearing work. And I can help you with knowing when that love is going to come in. So next Monday's show is dedicated to love and relationships, those love relationships. Follow the show. Make sure you call in next Monday to get on with Marla and I about your love relationship or when that love relationship will come in. But also if you're in a relationship and it's a little bit more complicated than you want it to be or than it should be, give us a call. You know, we all have things from our past that are stopping us or blocking us from having those really beautiful, healthy relationships in the now. So mark that on your calendar. Make sure you listen in. Make sure you call in next Monday. But right now, we have plenty of people waiting. I'm going to get to as many people as I can on my switchboard. No, please know that the switchboard is full, and I'm sorry for those of you that did not get through. Please keep trying. It takes sometimes people a couple of months to get through, but please do keep trying. You will get through. I'm going to go to 951. Hello, 951. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. 951's feeling fine.
May I please have your name and where you're calling from?
Nathaniel Sinclair, calling from California.
Okay, Nathaniel, our government has reduced us to a number. We don't need to start reducing each other to numbers, right? So, Nathaniel, how can I help you today?
Oh, I'm just kind of thinking about a general. I think I talked to you a few weeks back. You were saying they were saying to fight the good fight. Fight the good fight. And I don't know if you remember, I'm just kind of wanting to get into a house or something, or I'm just living in a hotel. But it seems to be okay.
Okay, so the first thing I want to tell you is that, I'm going to, when I look at you, not you specifically, but when I look at your image or see you in my mind, do you always feel like somebody's watching you, somebody's following you or watching you from behind? And if you do, please know you're not paranoid. There's a reason I'm asking this. Do you always feel like...
I can feel a lot of the other people on the other side. I know that there's many, many, many people watching on the other side, but I'm never really sure. You know, you never really know if someone's not watching you. If you bring it up. You know, I mean, I like
they
to shut all the curtains, but then again, they have those little cameras that are only, it's a piece of dust.
Okay. So that I just want you to know, I know one of the things that I've seen, I'm going to start clearing something away from you. You're going to probably feel like within a couple of minutes, you should feel a lot of heat coming up and out of your body. Right now, it just gives me that like icky feeling in my throat. So I'm going to tell you, this is going to be clearing from you for a bit now. It should be done by the end of the day. But whatever this is, it's actually going quite quickly. But that doesn't mean it will be gone right away. They're just starting to take it quickly. I'm going to tell you that you've had like this, you kind of have felt like at times that you try to get ahead, but you feel like there's like this, almost like a curse following you, like something that every time you...
I had a twin, and they say when the twin passes, Albus had a twin, but he died before I was born. He was born, and mine died like 54 days after I was born. I had a twin that passed, so I don't know if that's anything to do with it or not.
Oh, no, this is, I'm so sorry to hear that, but this is something a little bit different than that. I'm going to tell you, it's clearing now, and I'm going to clear your way for, okay, so I'm going to clear the home front too. You haven't felt safe or secure in a bit, and your root chakra is kind of a mess, so we're going to clear that too. And by the end of the day, you should feel more in your skin, a lot better.
I see the chiropractor. I see the chiropractor in about 4 hours.
Good. That should help also. Yeah, that should absolutely help. So today, what I want to tell you is within a month, you should know about a place that you can move into. And I'm going to tell you that you should start looking at things in a more solid way. You're kind of like a, I don't want to use the term gypsy, but you don't care if you want a place.
A gypsy. I played guitar for 55 years, and I'm kind of a vagabond thing, but I've always kind of had a house or money, but you know what I mean?
Yes, and you know, it's so funny because you know you need a place to stay, but you don't care if you have a home that you call yours. So one of the things that we're doing now, unless you get like a traveling sales position or you keep traveling with a guitar, you're going to need something a little bit more solid as far as a foundation for home. But I do feel like you will be traveling again. I feel like I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be traveling again. You're going to be moving about with work. Whatever that work is or whatever it looks like, you are going to be on the move again. I see a position coming in. If it's not already here, it's coming in again within that month mark. And you are going to be moving about the country with this position, whatever it is. You're going to be very, very happy with it, and you're going to do very well with it. So over the next couple of weeks, make sure that you are keeping your eyes and ears open. Look on boards that are posting things, and also make sure that you're paying attention to anything you hear and everything that you see, because something's happened. I don't feel like this is a traditional type of posting for employment. I feel like it's a word of mouth or something that you see on a posting board. So make sure you're paying extra attention to that. And I feel like it's just going to fit you perfectly, and you really are going to enjoy it. Okay, Nathaniel?
Okay.
Excellent. Well, I hope this was helpful for today, and I want you to really, whatever
that easy mode. Release, and enjoy.
Yeah, if you can take a moment now to just meditate a little bit and let them work the rest of this out of you, you will be surprised by the time you get up and how you feel. I feel like they're going to take quite a bit from you right now. Okay, sweetie?
Well, thank you. 100,000 thanks.
You are so welcome, and you have an amazing rest of the day, okay?
I will. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay, everybody, we are going to go directly to the next caller, 313. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry, you talk really fast. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
Sherelle, Detroit, Michigan.
Excellent. Sherelle, okay. So thank you so much for calling in today. How can I help you?
I would just like messages from the other side, please, and thank you.
Okay, so is there a specific, because it's only a 30-minute show, I try to tune into a direct question or a direct person. The first part, actually, before you even say anything, I want you to know there's a woman stepping forward from the other side. She was older. She could have been a grandmother or a mother. I know that's very vague, but hold on.
My grandmother. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she was a little bit healthier in size. She wasn't a skinny mini.
Yes.
Okay, she's here. She walked right in, right up to my face. She has a very domineering personality is the first thing I'm hearing and seeing from her. She does not mince words. She is not afraid to use her finger, and she is not afraid to tell you like it is. Do I have the right person?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So the first thing she wants to say is, oh, my, you are so beautiful. You have just grown into just the most beautiful woman. Oh, my, that's her first statement to you. And of course, she wants to say, I love you, and you should be so proud of yourself. Look at you. You should be so proud of yourself. You have overcome. And she wants you to know that she is there watching out for you. She helps you out. She says that education is the key. You need to keep being in that space. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I've been wanting to go back to school. Yes, I want to go back to school then. But I just kind of focus on getting me a new car. That's what I'm just wondering, like, about a car or a job. But, yes, I want to go back to school so bad. Go ahead, continue.
She is, okay, So I, and again, I'm getting goosebumps on this, and the goosebumps are confirmation, but she is saying education is the key. She is saying don't flounder these decisions. She says go make the decision now for the long haul, and the rest of it will fall into place. She is saying again, education is the key. And I'm so happy that you confirmed with me that you are thinking about going back to school, and she is confirming with you that should be your priority right now. You should be looking at that, and you should not, I want to get the statement correct, although I think I'm not going to. You should not, like, I don't know the term, but flim-flam this around. Don't be messing around with this decision. Make the right decision for your future, not for the moment, is what she's saying.
Does she have anything to say about me, like, getting the car? Because I gave this person $700 and they stole this from me, and I haven't heard back from this person. So go ahead.
I'm sorry about you getting a car. I hear the word wait. Wait, wait, wait. I don't know. I feel like when she's saying wait, she means she's saying hold off, wait, hold off. Don't make this choice yet. She's showing me under the hood. And I feel like they're covering up like an oil leak or a rod knocking in the engine. This is a temporary solution.
Oh, so that's
solution.
My car. Oh, that's
oh,
my
that's
car.
Your car that
I do...
you have now.
Yeah, I have a yes, I have a car. But you know what? My motor.
Oh,
you so good.
Okay, so I am getting it, but for the wrong vehicle. Well, thank you for letting me know that. Okay. So let me move forward a little bit to the car that
okay.
you're looking at then. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Because I don't have a car. No, you do. I have a car, but my they said my motor went out, so I don't know what to do with it. I was going to jump, so I don't know what to do with it. So go ahead.
Okay, so let me. The car you're looking at, you are looking at a car, right?
No.
Are you? Okay, she's saying.
I've been thinking about
prices
in the car. I've been thinking about prices in the car, but I do have my own car, and it's sitting outside, and it's not. Being
okay.
used because, yeah, go ahead.
When she is saying about, when you say you're thinking about purchasing a car, she's saying, wait, don't go so fast, slow down. She is saying, don't make that choice yet. And I'm asking her, like, when in a month, she's saying, wait a month. In a month, something is going to open up, and it will be the right time to look at that. She says she wants your priority right now to be school and education. Get into education. Whatever area of educating yourself that you want to get into, that's the key. But wait for a month before you make a decision on a vehicle. Even if you find one now, don't feel pressured to get it. It will not be the right circumstances or the right way. If you can be patient, and then she giggles and rolls her eyes a little bit on if you can be patient. And she's saying, if you can be patient, the right circumstances and vehicle will come in that about 2 to 4 week mark, okay? Don't make a decision
okay.
right now. Don't jump on the first thing that you see because you're going to decide out of desperation instead of doing your research. And she is saying, don't get something that she's saying, be practical. I can't even say it the way she is saying it, but she's giving you this look like with a stretched face going, be practical. Don't be pretty, be practical. Meaning don't get what we always love, get what we know is practical and will last and is a good vehicle for the long haul, okay? She says once you get your education, you'll be able to get what you really want. So now, just for now, be practical and get what's going to work for the long haul, okay? So just heed her warnings. She is pointing her finger, and she cannot be more stern as she says, you better pay attention to these words or they will bite you in your butt you had better pay attention to my words. So she just wants you to know that, and that you are going to have to, be patient and start looking at the long term instead of instant gratification. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, and that's confirmation because that's confirmation. I have been talking about going back to school for the last 3 months. So that's confirmation.
And she is saying, stop thinking and start doing. Stop thinking about it. Stop talking about it. Just she's using her fingers to do, you know, when you take your fingers and you do the shut your mouth thing, like zip it. You put your thumb and your fingers together, like zip it. She's doing that. Mm-hmm. She's saying, zip it and do it. Stop talking and start action. She says, anybody can talk about anything. Show me something. Why don't you show me something? That is what she is saying to you right now. She is saying, stop talking about it and show me something. So I would strongly recommend that you are signed up next semester, the next start of semester. Now, what are you thinking about taking in school?
I'm thinking about criminal justice, law, detective, forensics, investigation. I'm into that type of stuff.
You are really on the right track, and I want you to really, really stay away from becoming an officer and go next level. If you are going to do this, you have to do it. You're not there's nothing wrong with being an officer. I think that's a very honorable position, but they're seeing you more behind the scenes, like in the like you're saying that the investigative, like the crime scene investigator, the forensics, that's it, the forensics end of it. Like really looking at the evidence, really making that evidence like that. Like those shows, crime scene investigation is what they're showing me right now.
Yeah,
you're
that's what I'm into.
Yep, do get into that and start immediately. Start as soon as you can. Stop putting this off. This is your life. Stop playing with the time that you've been given. Your grandma is being very, like, in your face about this, with her finger in your face, saying, the only gift we are given here is time. You are floundering your time, and it's time for you to start using your time wisely. Stop.
Yep.
I'm going to use the word messing around with your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Me too. That's
and
all
I've
been talking about. Mm-hmm.
She says, I will be there to help you. I will help get you past those humps, but you have to take the first step. Get to step in.
Okay.
I haven't heard that in so long. Get to step in. Oh, my goodness.
So what way does she connect with me? What way? Okay, one more. I know you have other questions. What way does she connect with me?
Right away, I see light. She connects. She shows you that she's there through lights. Right away, I see lights. She is showing me lights. So if you see lights flickering or popping, know that is her. And she always is at the side of your bed. Always at the side of your bed when you're in bed.
Okay.
And so then she also says, so watch. Oh, my goodness. So watch the trifling men that you bring in because I'm there. So I'm sorry.
That's something she was saying. Oh, my goodness. No, that's something she was saying.
She's like, watch those trifling men you be bringing in because I'll be right there watching too. So she's just like, oh, my goodness. I have not laughed as much. In a while, so thank you so much. She is saying, lose the losers and start playing the winning game. So, and again, she's saying, don't go for pretty, go for practical. Let go of this image, cockamamie BS that you are doing. Let go of all the trifling and the game playing. And get serious. Get real about your life. It's time for you to get real about your life. It's time for you to get serious. You ain't a child no more. You need to grow up, and you need to be doing grown-up things with grown-up people. And that is my words to you.
Thank you.
And, of course, And she is saying, and of course you know I love you. And of course you know I love you. And I'm with you. So she is letting you know that, okay, sweetie?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything. You're awesome.
Oh, you are so welcome, and it's absolutely my honor and my pleasure to be able to do this. It's such a privilege, and I'm so happy you wanted to connect today. I love when people want to connect. So thank you. And
yes.
She's saying, she's pointing her finger again, and her final words are, you get yourself down there and you get yourself signed up. And she says she's going to make you have dreams about it and tell you to do it.
Okay.
Grandma, I just love you. Oh, okay. So thank you again for calling in.
You're
welcome.
God bless you.
Please reach back. Oh, God bless you too, sweetie. And reach back out anytime, and I'll be happy to connect with the two of you again. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. That was so much fun. Oh, my goodness. I love that. We are going to go to 860. Hello, 860. How are you today?
Joni, this is Amla. How are you?
Amla, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I know we're short on time a little bit, but I want to get to my question. This guy that I was dating, he wants to explore other people, and I'm just wondering if you see this as done with him and I.
No. Okay, real quick, let me jump right into this. Okay,
yes.
He's saying he wants to explore other people. You give him the key to walk out. You tell him, okay. Go right ahead. You have fun with that. I think you're right. I think we should both take this opportunity to make sure and look at some other people and see what else is out there.
Okay.
Do not fight for this guy. Okay. Any guy that is honorable will not make us fight for them. Any guy that is honorable, any guy that is ready for a relationship is going to show up correct. He's going to show up honest. He's going to show up ready to move forward. And if he is not, that is okay. If you're in a place where you want to play, then play. But if you are not in a place where you want to play, you have to say, okay, that's great. You go ahead. You go do that. I'll be happy for you if you find somebody else. All I want for you is happiness, because that is, in the end, that's all we want for other people and for ourselves, is that happiness, that joy, that love. And but also let him know, I'm not going to be sitting here eating popcorn watching TV until you decide or you figure out I'm the right thing. I'm going to be out and about. I'm going to be dating. I am going to be talking. You don't have to say that, but you just have to put it in a way of, maybe it's a good thing for both of us to look at other people and make sure. And then if it doesn't work out, you know, whatever, thank you very much. I have about a minute and a half left. So in this minute and a half, I am going to tell you, you two are not done. He is going to come back. But when he comes back, you can't jump right back into that old role. You have to have a different attitude about it. Like, remember, women are the prize. We are the prize. Even Steve Harvey will always say, we are the prize. Men are the game, but we are the prize. Make him win you. Men want it. They're hunters. They want a challenge. They want to win. Let him win you.
Feel this is happening. Him coming back, Tony. Like, when do you feel this is? I know. I'm
he's
very
gonna
clear.
Come back. He's going to come back within. He's going to come back within a month. I feel like it'll be like 3 weeks to a month. But in that time, I want you to go on no less than 4 dates. I want you to talk to no less than 4 men. I want you to get out there. I want you to have coffee with people. I want you to have phone conversations, because you need to realize other people want you, and that this is not the only option in the world, okay?
Yes.
You need to, by the time he comes back, you need to know, like, okay, you're back. If I want you, I want you. If I don't, I don't. But you're going to have to prove to me now what you want. It's no longer about what I about if I think you want me. You're going to have to, it's like, show me. And I, on that note, I need to just say thank you to everybody who listened in. I will be back Monday at noon Central Time to do this all over again. If you did not get through today, please try back next week. Blessings all.